Hello, and welcome to a special New Year's edition of Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Adrian Tuddenham, and I'm going to be your guide for the next hour as we ramble through a miscellany of recordings from the forgotten past. For a long time, it's been traditional to spend some time before the beginning of each new year looking back over the old year. As far back as 1912, there were records issued with a compilation of the best hit songs of the year. So let's get this New Year's programme off to a rousing start with a selection from Pantomime Hits of 1912. That was a selection of pantomime hits from 1912, played by the King's Military Band. We shall be hearing more from them later in the programme. Bells to ring in the new year and the singing of Auld Lang Syne are two traditions that mark the changeover from the old to the new year. In this recording from 1912, they've both been combined to give us the Bells of Auld Lang Syne.
Thank you.
Bells of Auld Lang Syne, played by the Royal Military Band. The new year is a time for looking towards the future. Some people just hope for the best. Others turn to fortune-telling and astrology. In 1933, the famous astrologer R. H. Naylor recorded a series of horoscopes. This one is for people who were born in July.
People born in July are often looked upon as a puzzle by their relatives and friends. They are at once strong and weak, clever and stupid. For instance, they seem and actually are romantic souls. The women see their love affairs through a rose-coloured haze. They sacrifice all for the one they love. Yet, a July sweetheart will inquire gently, but firmly, how much her suitor earns per week or per year. Moreover, after she is married, she will somehow save some of that income. Live near the sea or river, or where the air is warm or moist. Keep in touch with your relatives. If your actual job of work is concerned with liquids, so much the better. For luck, wear a moonstone or aquamarine. Wear a diamond if your birthday falls in the last 10 days of the month. Napoleon said, "An army marches on its stomach." But it may be said that July people live on their stomachs. So long as their digestion is good, health takes care of itself. As they grow older, they are worried a little with rheumatism. People born between the 20th and the 31st of the month are occasionally bothered by heart troubles. But nobody born in July is faint-hearted. They are all triers.
Watch Your Birth Stars Foretell by R. H. Naylor. You're listening to a special New Year's edition of Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. As well as looking towards the future, we can look back a long way into the past with the aid of gramophone records. Here's a recording made in 1933, which looked back over the previous 50 years of song. Although the record's in a bit of a mess, I felt it was worthwhile playing it, just for the opportunity of hearing the Palladium Orchestra in full swing under their conductor Richard Crean. 50 years of song, from 1883 to 1933. That was the London Palladium Orchestra in 1933, playing 50 Years of Song. The next song was written in 1891, so by the time this recording of it was made in 1908, it was already very well known. The scene is set in a far-flung mining camp, somewhere in the British Empire, where an English miner who left his homeland 10 years ago to seek his fortune is spending yet another lonely New Year's Eve.
It is 10 weary years since I left England's shore in a far distant country to roam. How I long to return to my own native land, to my friends and the old folks at home. Last night as I slumbered, I had a strange dream, one that seemed to bring distant friends near. I dreamt of old England, the land of my birth, to the heart of her sons ever dear. I saw the old homestead and faces I loved. I saw England's valleys and dells. I listened with joy, as I did when a boy, to the sound of the old village bell. The log was burning brightly. Was a night that should vanish all sin, for the bells were ringing the old year out and the new year in. Yes, I dreamt I was back again in the old thatched cottage, sitting round the log fire with my dear old father and mother, whose hair was silvered by 10 weary years of anxious prayer and waiting for my return. Oh, what joy to think I was home again. All the past was forgotten, and I promised never to roam again. Ah, but it was all too good to be true. Yes, too good and too real. It was only a dream. I saw the old homestead and faces I loved. I saw England's valleys and dells. I listened with joy, as I did when a boy, to the sound of the old village bell. The log was burning brightly. It was a night that should banish all sin, for the bells were ringing out and the new year in.
That was The Miner's Dream of Home, sung by Frank Williams. You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM and a special New Year's edition of Life Before Vinyl. One of the best-loved comedians of the 1930s was Nellie Wallace. Often billed as an eccentric comedienne, she wore a bizarre mixture of out-of-date clothes and appeared as a fussy old spinster, always living in hope of matrimony. Here she is in 1929, singing her own composition, Under the Bed.
My mother says when first I wore a long black skirt and blouses, to always keep my eye on any thing that's wearing trousers. They're always running after tricky little girls like me. But if one starts to chase me, I shall show my dignity. For my mother said, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out to see if there's a man about. I always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet. One night I found a man upstairs, beneath my bed, how funny. But when I pulled him out, I found was but a tailor's dummy. And oh, it did upset me, girls. I screamed out in alarm. Would I let it stop there all night? 'Cause it couldn't do no harm. For my mama said, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out. See if there's a man about. I always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet. What a life, what a life, full of disappointment. The girl next door had burglars in beneath her bed one tanny. She caught him and reformed him. In a fortnight they were married. If there's a young man here tonight who fancies I'm all right, I'd leave our door wide open if he'll rob our house tonight. For my mother's sake, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out to see if there's a man about in your eye. Always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet. Oh, diddy, oh, don't, oh, don't. But it's never been my luck to find a man there yet.
Over the new year of 1909, the smash hit at London's Adelphi Theatre was a musical by Lionel Monckton. It was immensely popular then and was still running to full houses in the 1950s. Even nowadays there are occasional revivals. It was called The Quaker Girl.
Friend came and went. trip.
I'm doing very badly, I know.
No, we'll try.
Oh, you and not me.
Not I.
After the day of it, I'll get the way of it.
Silver plate with flunkies standing round.
With great big flunkies standing round.
Oh,
sherry, kindly bid the footman stir the fire.
That's the sort of thing we'll say on that happy, happy day when I'm Mr. Jeremiah Esquire.
That was a selection from The Quaker Girl. The Quaker Girl produced many spin-offs. One of the best was called I Like Your Apron and Your Bonnet and Your Little Quaker Shawl. A real mouthful of a title, but a delightful tune which deserves to be revived. Here it is, included in a selection of pantomime hits from 1912. That was the King's Military Band playing some more pantomime hits of 1912. You're listening to a special New Year's edition of Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. By 1927, the wireless craze was really taking off in Britain. The British Broadcasting Company had been transformed into the British Broadcasting Corporation on the 1st of January that year, and with it came most of the original staff, including the ex-musical director of the British National Opera Company, Percy Pitt. He had been appointed as the BBC's musical controller, and was responsible for forming the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Here is the BBC Symphony Orchestra, recorded in 1927, playing just the sort of music we would associate with a Christmas visit to the theatre, a selection from Tchaikovsky's magical ballet, The Nutcracker Suite. That was the BBC Symphony Orchestra under their director Percy Pitt playing a selection from the Nutcracker Suite. And what a wonderful recording that is. It seems unbelievable that it was made nearly 80 years ago. Another recording of that same era, not in such pristine condition but quite respectable nevertheless, represents the sort of music you might have heard in your local theatre if a symphony concert did not suit your pocket or your musical tastes. The Playhouse Lewisham was one of many smaller theatres which had its own local patronage and even managed to support a small orchestra. On the occasion of this recording, sometime in 1927, the Playhouse was the venue for Frank Westfield's orchestra, playing a charming piece of light music by Roche called Cupid's Serenade. Cupid's Serenade, played by Frank Westfield's orchestra in the Playhouse Theatre, Lewisham, in 1927. For our last musical piece today, what better than some more bells to end the year? This is Adrian Tuttenham, thanking you for your company over the past year and looking forward to your company to hear more about Life Before Vinyl in the coming year. And ringing out the old year with Bow Bells, composed and played by Billy Whitlock. Thank you. is the time to spare a thought for a group of people who have spent the last year working ceaselessly, day and night, to bring these programmes to the airwaves. Without all the effort put in by the volunteer studio staff, transmitter engineers, programme planners and programme presenters at Resonance FM, you, the listeners, would have nothing to listen to. I think they all deserve some time off occasionally. So in recognition for the work they have done and to give them a break over the new year, I have engaged the services of two professional broadcasters to take over the running of the station. I leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Charles Clapham and Mr. William Dwyer.
Hello, everybody. Clapham and Dwyer calling. We are taking you over to the London studio. Stand by, please, for the 12 o'clock time signal. Here is the weather report. The weather will be slightly sloppy for the next few months. Sports. There will be a lot of skiing in Switzerland and a lot of heeing at Monte Carlo. Summer this year will occur on Thursday, July the 15th. One moment, please.
The news bulletin. Copyright, right-ho, straight from the horse's mouth. Unofficial, of course. Channel swimming. 4 place, 3 hake, 2 skate, 1 carp. Left Cape Greasy Nose yesterday at 11:30. Arrived at Dover, not a Dover soul to greet them. Without further delay, they were in the pan, on the stove, and sizzling at 2:30. This, we believe, breaks all records. American papers, please copy. Boxing. Jean Tunney left New York this morning for Southampton by the SS Have Some Malaria. All British heavyweights are leaving Southampton tonight. Destinations unknown.
Slate Clubs. The Slate Club Secretary's annual outing on December the 21st last was a great success. They are extending their stay indefinitely despite invitations from the government to return. Skating. The skating championship from Land's End to John of Groats, which started last Wednesday, was won by Mr. I.C. Frost. During the last 10 miles, he was seen to use the breaststroke. This concludes the local lies, news. There will now be a short discourse on music by Professor Quaver.
Now, speaking about music for one moment, music, of course, is a tonic. The tonic so far, so good. I mean, a tonic is, of course, good for what? I mean, and do. Now, do, of course, we must have the do. I mean, we don't get much ourselves, but I mean, do is very important. And these votes, things for flappers. I think these flappers ought to have these blokes because they're very good for them. And the technique of the music, of course, technique. I mean, you can tech anything you like, but I mean, the technique is important. And I've got the runners and riders here. I've got the wrong paper. Chuck the other one over, you fathead. What are you messing about? But as I was saying, music, of course, is very important because of the technique, you see. And
that concludes Professor Quaver's talk on music. We're now taking you over to the children's hour. Hello, kiddies. Many happies, happy bars, and everything you wish yourselves. One special message, one birthday message to little Tommy Atkins. Tommy, if you go and look under your mother's pillow, I think and hope you will find her teeth because she's lost them.
Hello, this is Uncle Charlie speaking and things. Many happies to all the many happies and many and you as well. And Willie McTavish of Mile End Road, if you look in the back garden, you'll probably find the tap running and several empties of your father's and one thing or the other.
That'll do, Uncle Clapham, thank you.
Oh.
Uncle Rex of the Hesperus will now sing to us.
Why?
This is London Station calling. We are now going over to the other side.
One new needle, please.
This is the London Station calling. We are now taking you over to the Hotel Negroid to listen to the speeches of the Amalgamated Society of Oyster Openers Dinner. One moment, please. My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, crave silence. For Mr. Castleberry Wampo, your chairman.
Never heard of him.
He's better than ever.
Gentlemen, I do feel
I thank you very much for your very kind reception
very kind reception, and I like the idea
We are now back in the London studio. I have one urgent message here. Will Mr. Spiegel, who plays a one-string flute, I believe, and is staying with some friends, return home immediately, as his wife went out last night after finding a gas leak with a candle and has not yet returned? I will repeat that.
No, I'll repeat that. Now, let me repeat that, because I...
Well, I'm afraid there isn't time, because...
I had onions for supper.
It's time for dance music now.
Oh.
We're now taking you over to the British Museum for dance music by the Savaloy Radishes Band. One moment, please.
The red Savaloy things have just played I Smell of Love, but I love the smell. Savaloy Reds, what's named, have just played She May Not Be a Bee, but she's always stinging me. The Pink Radishes dance things have just played Sissy's Got the Pneumonia Blues. That was the dance band that just played. They are now going to play Her Knees May Creak, but She's No Sneak. Whoa, all right.
That's all right, we know the time.
Fire somewhere. The time is now 1 a.m. We are now going over to Hampstead for dance music from the Navvy's band until 6:30 tomorrow morning. Good night.
Good night, everybody.